My business life is what I do every day. I don't have to be a businessman to have a business life. My business life is what I do every day. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Capital, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. We oftentimes think that business is something so separate from home life, and business is something so separate from the life that we live every day. And we think that this business that is so separate is somebody else's business, and certainly not ours. Well, it is truly ours. I was speaking to a young lady the other night, and I was talking to her about the business of having the right thoughts about her children. And the business of having the right thoughts about her children were that her children were great and beautiful and wonderful and good and all that sort of stuff. And she says, yes, my kids are that. And then we got to another aspect of the business of being humans, of being divine. And that business was values. And now we've talked about values often, but what are the values of your children? What are the values of yourself? What values do you teach your children? What is the business of a parent? The business of a parent is sharing with their family what they believe, how they believe, what factors make the most out of their life. What is it that is important to them? Well, now, we think that's really not too terribly important, because what's important in our life is just what's important in our life, and it has nothing to do with what we do every day. And yet it truly does. What we do every day is very important. But where do we learn that? Where do we learn that? Well, we learn that as children. And as children, we learn what are the things that the family does? What are the things? How does the family act? What does the family think about the world? What does the family do when they are out with other people? How does a family respond in this world? Well, now, as we think about those things, we sometimes think that that's separate from the life of business and the life of activity. And really, it's not separate at all. It's very, very important. How do you feel about your life? How do you feel about your world? How do you feel about the people that you see every day in your life? How do you feel about yourself? What are your values to yourself? Have you learned to come when you're called? Have you learned to listen when another person is speaking? Have you learned to be gracious and be understanding? Have you learned to be considerate? Have you learned to really listen to the other person when they're speaking? Have you really learned to listen to the other person when they're speaking? Well, now, let's just look at that a second point. If you are inconsiderate in listening to another person when they're speaking, just imagine what you are to yourself. If you're inconsiderate to another person when they're speaking, you don't even listen when the divine speaks in you. When you are speaking to you, when you are telling yourself the beautiful things about yourself, when you're telling yourself how to create new illusions in your life and how to create a new imagination in your life. Well, the business that we have that's most important is how to get along with ourselves and how to be the most beautiful person we can be. We're not really concerned about other people being beautiful people, or other people being right or wrong, other people having values or not. We're only concerned with ourselves, truly. We are only concerned with our own values. Now, anytime you look at another person and see their values, stop and say to yourself, as I do, why am I thinking about that aspect of their attitude or their value? Is that who I am? Is that what my values are? And when I answer that for myself, I sometimes come up with the most interesting answer, which says, mind your own business and listen to your own self. Jesus had such a wonderful statement, or at least he didn't have this statement. His disciples said it. Let the little children come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. I guess he did say that, didn't he? Really, he did. Let the little children come unto me, for such is the kingdom. And you must become as a little child to enter the kingdom of heaven. A little child is very responsive. A little child is very innocent. A little child is very open and receptive to all the fine, beautiful things of life. You and I, as we are open and receptive to all the fine and beautiful things in life, we'll find that our life is fine and beautiful and wonderful. And we'll find that we are beautiful and wonderful too. I have another student who is suffering very difficult circumstances. And he is in a position where he can't do anything. In fact, he's in prison. And he is being forced to live under certain conditions that are very difficult for him. He needs medication and he's not getting it. He needs help and he's not getting it. He needs understanding and he's not getting it. He hadn't had it before in the previous prison, and then he was moved to a newer high-level prison because he's getting ready to be paroled. And why he'd go to a higher-level prison when he's being ready to be paroled is interesting. Quite likely they have some other thoughts in mind. And it's up to him to keep himself balanced, to keep himself understanding, and to keep himself aware that all is in divine order, all is peace. And instead of looking at the world outside himself, look at the world inside himself and say, I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect. Look at himself and have the business of his everyday life to be himself and have fun, even in a difficult circumstance. Our circumstance may not be like his. We may not be in prison, but we are in the prison of our old thoughts, of our worldly attitudes, and it's time for us to move out of that and move into our own inner awareness of who we are and start loving ourselves 100% and start creating this world in which we live. I must be about my Father's business. Yes, your Father's business is to be divine, to be wonderful, to be glorious, to be good. And I am about mine now. Won't you join me? It's a wonderful where to be. If you have any question that you'd like to have a practitioner answer and work with you on, dial 1-866-650-5111, 1-866-650-5111. And each person who answers the phone is a practitioner. And tell them you're ready to put a cause in motion for the desire that you have. And the practitioner will say to you, let's talk about that, and let's determine fully what is the value you want to put in motion, and then go for it. Thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We're here for you. I love you. I love you. I love you.